WHTC News Time is 7:40. Time now for the final bowling report. It's the Women's Bowling Report presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop & Burr, on our website, WHTC.com, and on this very radio station, 1450 WHTC. Now, Mary, today, of course, is April 1st. It's April Fool's Day. And I've been telling everybody, kind of sharing April Fool's Day jokes and pranks that you can do. Now, you always greet me every single morning. You're one of the nicest people I talk to. Not that anybody isn't nice, but it's always a smile on your face. It's always grand and glorious. Are you mean enough to prank somebody today?
No, but I got to share one that my mother pulled on me when I was, probably about 12 or 13. Back then, my mother had a fox little shoulder thing that had a clippy on it, and it has a head and a tail and everything, you know. That's mm-hmm. how ladies dress. Well, all was going very well for April Fool's Day until I climbed in bed that night, and here was this fox at the foot end of my bed, and I let out a bloody awful scream. My mother just couldn't pass it up and let me get off the hook for April Fool's Day. So...
Oh, my goodness, that's hilarious.
Oh, it was.
I mean, some of these are just downright cruel, though. I mean, I read earlier today that I've seen a picture of somebody replacing the cream and the custard from a donut and putting mayonnaise in there instead. I mean, just brutal stuff. But hopefully it wasn't brutal on the lanes. What do you got for us this morning?
It was not. These ladies are just incredible. For the last week of March, this is what they bowled. Katie Van Tynen from the four-star league had a 279 game. Then from the Thursday night misfits, I have Dawn Clapp with a 264. From the Friday night rollers, it was a 236 for Monica Solis. Tammy Newberry with a 235 from the four-star league. Carol Vincent from the Friday night rollers in a roll-off rolled a 222. Also from the Friday Night Rollers, it was Diana Stitt with a 211. Then I have Courtney Garvelink with a 210 on the four-star league. Friday Night Rollers, Renee Fortney, 209. From the four-star league, both of these ladies with a 202, Pearl Bauman and Crystal Pardue. And rounding out our top 10 with an even 200, Sharon Childress from the four-star league. Here are the high series for the week. Dawn Clapp, Thursday Night Misfits, 696. Katie Van Tynen was a 694 from the four-star league. On the Friday Night Rollers, it was Monica Solis with a 662. Tammy Newberry, 627, four-star league. Then I have Deb Dams from the four-star league with a 596. Now, I would like to mention that on her way to the 596 series, Deb rolled a game of 199. 198 and 199. That's a little consistent, wouldn't you say? Then I have from the Friday Night Rollers, Amber Fortney with a 566. And rounding out the top series for the week, it's Sharon Childress with a 558 from the four-star league.
Mary, can you believe it that this is your last few minutes of the bowling report?
No. You know, at the beginning of the season when I start the radio programs, it seems like, oh, man, that's a long way away. But it really isn't. And you know what else? If you're done with your winter league, so to speak, check with all of our houses because they are forming spring leagues that will begin right after spring break. So about the middle of April, if you want to be on a spring league, you could call BAM or Zealand Lanes or Alley's down in Lake in Douglas or Northland Lanes. They will have a place for you to bowl. Some of the seasons are a little bit longer than the other, but it's a short season for the most part. And, you know, there are a lot of bowlers that can participate in this. Our ending membership for the 2013-14 season was 1,194 bowlers. And
wow.
That's pretty good. We are only down about 30 bowlers from last year. And this is, you know, we've all experienced a drop in membership. There are so many things to do out there. But we feel pretty fortunate. All our tournaments were either at what we had last year, the number of participants, or there was an increase. So that's really good. The regular season is done, and our league secretaries, another thank you goes out to all our league secretaries, because that's where the information comes for Jim's program and mine as well. Thank you to you for getting us that information. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that Laura Bale from Allie's was our Secretary of the Year, but we also have some other secretaries that were recognized for their service. Scott A. Smith was recognized for 5 years being a league secretary. Chris Cross was also recognized for 5 years. Then we have Dawn Clapp, who has been the secretary Thursday Night Misfits for Dawn for 10 years. And Betty Ross Van Loo has been the secretary for 10 years. Cindy Whitaker has been a secretary for 20 years. Then Randy Smith has been a secretary 25 years. And at the top of the list, it's Larry Montague with 45 years. These secretaries are recognized in five-year increments. So 45 years, that's a long time to be a secretary. He goes, that goes back to when we had to put everything down manually, Dan. We didn't have computer programs or computers to work on. And if you had a league of about, 12 or 14 teams, that could be as much as a three-hour job every week.
no thanks.
It was incredible. I go back that far. I had leagues when I had to do everything manually, and you had this big, thick notebook. And anyway, but it's all been fun. I haven't regretted 1 year being a secretary, because I sure have met a lot of fantastic people. And I think that's going to about wrap it up.
Wow. All right, Mary. Well, I know I've only talked to you for a couple of months, but the 2 months of the season that I did catch, it's been great. And I appreciate all that you do. And I, quite honestly, I've had days where it's, you know, just like any other job, you have a bad day. But talking to you on a Tuesday, you know, always grand and glorious, it's nice to hear from you. So I appreciate it.
I hope so. That's what we all got to do. We all got to help each other out once in a while, right?
Absolutely, Mary. You can see the grass. We got about a minute left. Any plans for the springtime?
No, not really. Well, no, not really, because I'm a beach person, and I can't wait to get down on that on that beach. Not to lay in the sun, just to even to run my dog and smell the water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always yard boots. Oh, I have a number of bird feeders.
Yeah.
And the pile of sunflower shells is incredible, man. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Mary, well, we'll talk to Jan Muse from DeBryan's Seed Store later on this morning. But
say good morning to my friend Jan.
I will do that for you. Definitely do that. You have a great morning, and we'll keep in touch throughout the off season. Okay?
I hope that I get to meet you face-to-face.
Yeah.
You never know when I'm going to show up right there at the studio and say good morning.
Just surprise me,
morning.
Okay?
Thank you, Dan. Thanks. You, WHTC.